Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Monday, November 29th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. More countries, including Canada, the Netherlands, and Australia, reported their first cases of the Omicron COVID-19 variant that was first detected in southern Africa. The U.S. and other countries are rolling out travel restrictions aimed at containing the spread of the strain. U.S. health officials said they were working to prepare for Omicron, which they said has already likely arrived in the country, though it hasn't yet been detected. Asian markets ended lower and European shares rose in early trading following Friday's sharp global sell-off driven in part by concerns over Omicron. U.S. stock futures gained, indicating shares might rise at market open. The Thanksgiving holiday weekend saw shoppers spending more time and money at brick-and-mortar stores than last year, according to industry estimates. Analysts said the gains came despite fewer Black Friday discounts than in previous years. Another wave of online shopping is expected today, known as Cyber Monday. And Nissan said it plans to spend more than $17 billion over the next 5 years to add 20 new battery-powered vehicles to its lineup. The Japanese automaker said that by 2030, it expects half of its vehicles sold to be powered at least partly by batteries. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.